And disciples of the Master, my pranams to all of you. We have just now heard a speech delivered by Babuji Maharaj in 1973 during the centenary celebrations. This one message I would ask all of you to know it thoroughly, imbibe that, try to take the message inside your heart. It's always painful to disturb the silence that we have got and the company that we have got with words. I've been expressing this, but I also have the responsibility of passing on a message of the Master as I receive it and as I see is the destiny of humanity. It was exactly 133 years ago, on the auspicious occasion of the Basant Panchami, nature has given relief to the suffering humanity through the gift of a divine child, Sri Ramchandra Ji of Fatehgarh. His mission was to mold a person who would transform the human psyche, and he found our beloved Master Sri Ramchandra Ji Maharaj of Shahjahanpur as a suitable person to receive such a blessing. What transpired between them has been the subject matter in many discussions and talks we had earlier. Dr. Subbarao has done a great service by way of compiling the material which delineates the path through which our beloved Master was taken to perfection in the book Path to Perfection. We are aware that we are in a period of transition from one era to another. At this time of transition, when one era is dying and another is being born, we have a choice. We can stay with the images and idols of the past, the ghosts of materialism that have polluted and desecrated our planet, or we can move into a future that, though he is not yet defined clearly, promises us of full spiritual possibilities. Through the dedicated work of our Master, who worked relentlessly during his lifetime and continuing to work later, the Master is guiding us as to how to live in and work for the Divine. There are already signs of this future, some visible and some as yet hidden. We can see these seeds of global consciousness, a deep awareness that we are all one people who are part of a living, integral cosmic consciousness. And within this awareness is an awakening of oneness, a consciousness that is not based upon duality. We experience it as a primal knowing of our oneness that belongs to life and is a direct expression of the Divine. There exists among us an interconnectivity that can take us beyond the hierarchical models of the past into an organic, holistic way of living. These are the signs of a future that is developing since the advent that can free us from the paradigm of duality and separation that has caused us so much conflict and division in human history. What is happening is a more integrated consciousness that can heal and transform many of the wounds of the past era, which caused through the instrumentality of religions, and offer humanity the possibility of living in greater harmony with each other. In the new era, religion as we understand it today has no place. As our Master put it, the end of religion is the beginning of spirituality. This consciousness, which I prefer to call Sri Ramchandra consciousness, carries an energy that we experience as pranahuti that comes from the source of life, an energy that is dynamically alive, that has the joy of creation, that brings with it more a more direct experience of the divine that is within everything. As we become awake to the oneness that embraces all, everything becomes a matter of divine oneness, everything a unique opportunity to praise and remember God. This feeling that we intuit during our meditations relate to the realms of the Brahmand and Parabrahman. Surely, that is not the present state of our ordinary living, but the experiences we have during meditations in this system of PAM makes me feel that is going to be the way, and the days of the promised paradise on earth is not far off. However, we need to work hard for that, and I am very confident that every one of us here and elsewhere has the love and devotion to the Master to ensure this becoming real. In the moments of deep absorption in the consciousness of Sri Ramchandra, we feel that we are every moment dynamically alive to and in His presence. For us, Divine Presence is not an isolated occurrence, not a single sighting to be revered and remembered, but an outpouring of love that's a constant stream coming into life. It cannot be captured, held as an icon. It needs to be embodied in us and fully lived. I have tried in the book Path of Grace to etch a sketch of the regions of splendor that were made accessible to humanity by our beloved masters. From the circle of splendor characterized by divine knowledge to the circle of splendor characterized by remembrance of the base, we have in all the seven realms total joy and happiness. When our sadhana matures, we gain a new perception that does not depend on any structure. Several doors or gateways to the homeland open up. First and foremost is the door of liberation, which opens from a mere partial perception of our real nature of interdependency, that is our true knowledge. Next door opens up an intensity of beauty and harmony, which leads to worship of the Master. The next gateway to the homeland is one of exquisite happiness or joy, which is totally different from any that we know in the physical realm. The fourth door grants us an awareness of our competence and makes us feel the authentic realization of our true nature. This door is really tough to open, and this realm is still more difficult to cross over, as the authenticity grants along with it certain amount of arrogant ego, which can promote separateness and a posture of ascetic aloofness. This I have seen happening in many advanced sadhakas during the lifetime of revered Babaji and later also. Once this is crossed, the next door of total awakened self opens. The sixth door opens, and we feel closely attached to the Divine, and we are in a vista of essenceless essence. The last door to our homeland is a door that opens us to a state of balance and ease, through which we look in awe at everything that is. This, however, is not the end of the journey. In the realms of the Divine, Master asserts that I must add that during our march to reality, of course at a higher point, the atoms of the body begin to convert themselves into energy, and then energy into its absolute. The whole of the system is thoroughly divinized, and a man becomes dynamic. It is not the progress of one individual or a group of individuals that is the aspiration we have, but we should strive to see the entire humanity elevate to this higher level of life. Perhaps in the past, few entered into such realms, but the immediate need is to transform the rational animal to the spiritual animal. The consciousness of oneness does not just embrace the physical world and the integration in the web of life. It also brings together the different levels of reality that in the last era were primarily kept separate. These realms were not accessible to the seekers in the past era, and they are opened up now by the great master Lalaji Maharaj. It has been my fortune that I have some glimpses of such vision, where all realities die and separation is a totally alien concept. Not only that, as a person trained by a master, it has also been my fortune to assist many seekers in the path to such vistas of divinity never considered as possible earlier. My hope is that all those who partake in the spiritual downpour of cosmic consciousness during the celebrations of the birthday of our Grand Master will very soon enter into such realms of consciousness that would be not only liberating them, but also rejuvenating them to put in efforts to make this world what the Masters want it to be. Then they would start learning the language of the inner world, which would enable gaining respect for the forces that underlie existence, the primal powers of life that were called gods and goddesses, lying hidden in what we call the Pindadesh. We will have to realize the pain we have caused them through our neglect and abuse, and how our pursuit of materialism has polluted not just the physical world, Pind, but also desecrated the inner world of the psyche, the Brahmand. As we awaken to the new consciousness that is being offered, we will have to accept responsibility for our actions and neglect. Superior states of consciousness always come at a price. When the inner and outer unite within our consciousness and our lives, something new arises, which I consider is the child of the future. A new breed of human beings belonging to Sri Ramchandra consciousness gets born. And they shall make this world a paradise where cohesion and unity is the way of living. This I have fondly and in a traditional language of our land called the birth of a new gotra of Sri Ramchandra. Humanity, which seems to have forgotten the fact that this world belongs to God, Isavasya Midam Sarvam, will not only acknowledge the same, but more importantly, it will remember that human being is essentially a living spiritual being whose roots are above, even as Lord Krishna asserted in the Gita. Esoteric knowledge knows about different levels of consciousness within the human being and developed practices to help us evolve and awaken to higher levels. The path of grace is a totally new path meant for the new era. Through this path, one moves from the lower planes of consciousness to the higher systematically and with ease under the guidance of the adepts in the field of spirituality. The main aim and purpose of teachings in the path is the awakening to the plane of consciousness where a direct awareness of oneness, love, harmony, and balance is achieved through meaningful spiritual practices. In reality, the world functions as a living spiritual being. This knowledge is not available to all, as it belongs to the spiritual hierarchy, the masters of wisdom, better called friends of God. Since the advent of the special personality, the old system is changed, and a new system of hierarchy called Vasus, Dhruvas, Dhruvadipati, Parishat, and Mahaparishat started, as is mentioned in the book Reality at Dawn by our beloved master Babuji Maharaj. It is their work to look after the spiritual well-being of the world, aligning it with forces that can help in its evolution and protect it from negative forces that might be too destructive. They work keeping watch over the world and for the world, and they work primarily in the inner planes, veiled, hidden, so that they can continue their work undisturbed. The work of the spiritual awakening of the world, though planned and executed by the masters, they also require the participation of individual consciousness. The masters, in order to do this work, consider it important that human consciousness take responsibility for and participate in this new stage of global evolution. As a rule, nature never thrusts anything on any being, but allows each to grow and transform at its own pace. This is due to the divine origin of all that exists, and therefore sacred and highly revered and respected. The individuals who follow the natural path are connected to the masters in a spiritual way, and every sincere and devoted sadhaka is partaking in the divine work of transformation and change that is taking place. Many times, due to their inquisitiveness to know what work is being done through them, they lose the opportunity to be useful to the masters and thus get bypassed for ages to come. This is the price that persons who try to utilize their intellect in realms where it is totally useless have to pay. We know that the spiritual transformation of the individual, which needs a major shift in consciousness, requires greater energy from a level that cannot be accessed from the consciousness that prevails in the region marked L in the heart in master's works. The spiritual journey of the individual through the various stages is possible only with the influx of pranahuti, spiritual transmission given from teacher to disciple. On the global level or Brahmanda level, the masters have access to the energy that is needed for the world's awakening, and their work is to bring it into the world. The network of spiritual blessing, which we call our centers of the institute, that is created around the world, helps in this process, and it obviously needs the participation of sincere and devoted individuals who are receptive to this act of spiritual service. The new era demands that the human beings take complete responsibility for the planet Earth, and humanity is required to directly participate in this stage of awakening. This work, I humbly submit, is up till now used to be done in secret, accessible only to initiates. It is now made open to anyone who wishes to participate. This is a part of the nature of global oneness. Of course, many people are not interested in spiritual service, and even many sincere seekers are too focused on their own individual spiritual path to be open to the global dimensions of service. Dr. KCB makes a categorical assertion that the new darshana is for those who participate in the divine work of divinizing man rather than those who seek individual transformation. The assurance of the master that he is taking care of every abhyasi and that every abhyasi should spread the message means that everyone should actively participate in bringing about simplicity, purity and fraternal feeling in all, not worrying about his own realization. But all those who are sincerely drawn to the service of the master at this time of transition have the possibility to be involved for their inner spiritual strength to work with the vision of the whole that comes into play. One may wonder how the individuals can participate directly with the vision of the whole. This is a substantial and irrevocable. There is a substantial and irrevocable connection between the human and the divine, which is beautifully explained by the beloved master through the principle of parallelism and the relationship of invertendo between the microcosm and macrocosm. The mystery of this relationship reveals how the individual can relate directly to the whole. The divine light and energy within the individual and the world are directly connected and can resonate with each other. This is well known to the esoteric systems, and this is clearly explained by the revered master in his philosophy. This is another reason why we meditate on the divine light in the heart. There are days of celebration. These are days of celebration, and I do not like to take your attention longer, and would pray that every one of us utilize this occasion in getting into the master and master alone, which act as food and tonic for spiritual elevation, as our beloved advised us. Pranams.